and possible destruction of the planet. Or we can start turning this thing around. I'm going to remind you that of the numbers of people on your globe, there are so few of your enemy in high places that you would laugh. And it's true. Mahatma Gandhi said, you can't take India unless India wants to be taken. You cannot bring your little handful, your little piddling number of soldiers in here and take the multiple millions of Indian people. You can't do it. So how do you get unity, community? It isn't through joining clubs. You get, or militias, I love that one. They mean well, that's all the farther they can think out there to the gun that's been used on them. No guns. No guns are going to do it. It's a unity of purpose. And you can't tell me, if you put an instrument in the U.S. Treasury that cuts out the taxes, gives a man enough to eat on, and gives him a job because you're going to produce some industry, that they are going to support these leeches. There will be the welfare mentality that for a while will just switch around. But if you can give those people jobs in honest industry, that's what they would want to do. It doesn't mean you won't have chaos in between, but you will have used their own method because people will follow the better way. The reason that the Nevada area becomes so ultimately important is that that's where they have created the most dastardly of the species, of what they call alien species. And these are innocent little beings. You are the monsters, not they. And in the karmic circle of life, those who do this will reap the consequences. And I told you once, I fully enjoy the ones over the hill here at Northrop, because we have the capability that nobody on the adversary side has. You can replicate, you can download brains, and you can do it like that. But you cannot give these entities the breath of life, and that is what every entity longs for. It's oneness with its creator. And in 5 seconds, I can have an army, because I can breathe life into the beings that all this technology cannot offer. And yet, even in that instance, consciousness itself must be handled so carefully, because a species, one after another, has been created here through your DNA and genetic alterations that cannot produce a conscious thinking individual. So what are you going to do? Have a bunch of mindless, soulless lizards running around? In some instances, yes. Although in most instances, they will not survive. And then I have to get back into some discussion with Terry. You see, I wanted Noriel out here. I wanted them to share. And yet, how could we, in 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, 2 months, share enough. And so we're having to do it as we can. And then they will have to make their connections. And as they come back together, we can get them here again. This is what this place is for. This is not for some crystal cathedral. This is not for ones to come and say, well, I would rather. You know, Dorma did this. I have to tell on her. We're coming up to the weekend, you know, and Noriel's coming, and she's down in L.A., and then she's over here, and it has been such a pressured time. And she said, so what shall I get? And she thought around a little bit, and she said, well, let's see, of all the things that I bring over there to eat, it seems like the thing I like most is apple pie and ice cream. I'm sure they would like apple pie and ice cream again. That's where we are. We are to sharing what we have. What we have. And it's knowledge. All of the rest of it is beside the point. And little individual, well, I would rather. And, well, I just can't bring myself to quite believe that God would. Or whatever you want to say about it, God would. And all of these massive distractions out there, and you've got a lot of them going. One is underway right now that is so pitiful that it makes me weep. Let me tell you what's going on in your own town. Someone in, they're making a lot of sweeps for, quote, illegal immigrants. But somebody in your sweet town wanted to get Ecker and Pablo. And the interesting thing is that Pablo is perfectly fine. But let me tell you what happened. They went to the police and the sheriff and the... Now, they go out, and it didn't matter who. They took two pregnant women from their husbands. They took one mother from a four-year-old child. This is your town. And this was to get Pablo. That's sick. That is sick, and they fully intend to come and see if they can get the husbands of these women this week. Well, we all know who did it. And it's sick. And unless we can rise above this sort of thing, the world is so sick that quite frankly, and forgive me, Norio, for you ones coming up trying to open up some eyes and a little bit of a doorway, forgive me for saying, quite frankly, I don't want these people on my ship. When you have no compassion, no love, no anything but revenge for your brother, you are sick. And you work it out with God and Satan, because I am not going to work it out for you. I will do my best to protect the ones involved. And you play your games. You just go right ahead and play your games. And you play them in the courtroom, or you play them with immigration, or you play them with the law, or you play them anywhere. You dastardly deeds are done. But that circle and the consequences of those actions will come back to eat you alive, and God doesn't have to do a thing to you. We are there. It is time for things to start happening. We need to finish verifying that bonus contract, not because it's not valid, but because now there is so much time being consumed in back and forth. Oh, we'll negotiate. We'll do this. We'll do that. We'll buy you out. Well, if you don't, we'll hang you. No, they won't. And the more public this becomes around the world, the better off you are and the less they're going to do to you. because the world will see its ability. And it's going to come through Greece and the United States of America. You are blessed. But it also means here's where the damn hard work has to be done. And when worse comes to shove, they're going to threaten to literally sink Japan. So we need to work a little faster, don't we, Noriel? These bastards of the cosmos have come to your place, your prison planet. You can't get off. And you didn't stick with God. You had your opportunity. You didn't stick with God, and now you're out of balance. So I'm going to turn this back over to him in just a minute, but I want to talk a little bit about what you can expect. You're going to get this blue bean treatment. Just as soon as they can just sort of get it in there on you. We shut her down twice. Just didn't happen. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, God, what do I do now? You're coming to a time when there are going to be some major, massive changes and some opportunities for relocations. And mankind is going to be given an opportunity to confront within himself his terror, his horror, his goodness, and his divinity. Your planet is being held in place by four major electromagnetic beam systems. And Nora has done quite a lot of work. She'll be able to diagram this for you a little bit. Sitting up there between you and the galactic sun, or the central galactic sun, we have a minimum of 9 galaxies orbiting, if you will. It isn't quite the same as your little solar system. And I don't want to get into that yet. But you've got at least 9. And the reason I say at least 9 is because you can't tell where one stops and another begins. Solar systems operating around the galactic central sun, of which I am. Oh, are you going to say you're God again? You damn right. And it would behoove you to remember it. And if you want to stand beside me in front of the mirror, I'll show you the other one. So don't dump your load on me, brothers and sisters. This is your experience into what is called a manifest illusion. But because you have manifested, it's going to play itself out in manifest form. There is no other way for a manifest being to play it out. Well, doesn't that mean that you could puff and poof the magic dragon and it's all gone and it's all happy ever after? No. The game is not created that way. And you are the creator of your own script. So you can create your own role and your own preference of your ending in this manifest overall whole here. You can go absolutely nutty and be put away forever and forget it. But just a transition isn't going to cut it. That was explained to you. You transition right where you were. Only then it's, uh-oh. That wasn't too brilliant. But it's certainly okay. And it's certainly all right with me. As we get farther into what you are going to call the tribulation or the... Well, I don't want to use the term Holocaust. because that predisposes you to think there has to be one. That's between men. And there will be major earth uprisings, some man-made, others triggered by man, others natural. For instance, when we release the stabilizing magnetic forces, you'll tilt. That's just the way it is. You're already wobbling. So sitting off over here between you and the central sun, for instance, is the Phoenix. That's my ship. And they laugh. They laughed. When I said, it's big. And they say, oh, he comes down there and he says it is, you know, miles and miles big. Ah-ha-ha. It is big. Do you hear me? It is big enough that when I park it between you and your sun, you are going to have a full 3 days of absolute void. It is going to be dark. And it is going to be cold. And you're going to meet your inner God. After a little while, it will be still. Your electrical appliances will not work. Most of your motors will not work. You will have an electric, magnetic void. If you have a little candle, you may be fortunate it may burn. If you don't have any kind of electrical ignition system. So you may enjoy actually having a little can of sternal fuel and some old-fashioned matches. But remember something. How many of you can make a match? And you expect God to come along and supply you with everything you need, and everybody out there quibble over the immigration service while you don't know how to make a damn match. If you're in the dark. And there is another reason for this. Darkness. Every one of you are going to look to God. Every one of you. There are no atheists in a foxhole, my friends. And you're going to be looking up. And you're going to be saying, oh, God, where are you? And now you will be able to see the beam, won't you? And God will show you. God will show you that where there is a spark of light, there's no longer darkness. And you're going to be making some pretty heavy, hard decisions. Did you just expect the Christ to show up in His radiance and suck you up in the clouds and just float you off to Never Never Land of milk and honey? To some place wonderful that you don't deserve. You know what? When it comes to that day and you know that you do not deserve it, you will not accept it. So God's going to give you 3 days to learn to accept it and make some peace with Him. Let's call it the 3 days of grace. And maybe you'll get your feet back on the ground. It's very frightening in the dark. Very frightening in the dark. And that's what hell is. Hell is the absence of light. No more, no less. The fiery brimstone is something you conjure. Hell is the absence of God. And man leaves God. God does not leave man. And I don't like these kinds of lectures. You see, early on, the hosts, and I'm going to call all of the alien brothers hosts, because some are here to observe, some are here for research, some are here on, for goodness sakes, exchange basis. There are South African areas where it's absolutely exchange. You have the Aetherians in Tibet. You had Aetherians in Mount Shasta. You have Aetherians and aliens, if you will, in Peru, in Chile. You've got them in the United States of America. You've got them in Japan. People, these are oral traditions that are handed down, and you can't lie to yourself about it. You can't hide it forever. The atmospherians are in the Philippines. These will become visible to you. And aren't you going to be lucky if you are of a frequency having grown in the spiritual stability of God enough to be able to recognize your brother when he shows up? You're not interested in floating. It's like someone, Marina maybe, asked Terry, well, can you levitate? And he said, I don't talk about things like that. That's because all of you come back here and you are trusted to not play those silly games. You have a species of humanity at the edge of destruction. And those are games. Those are magic things. And then you begin to worship the teacher. When you quit worshiping anything and have the rightful respect of self, then you have arrived. And Norio, I'm sorry to take your afternoon when you could be telling us interesting things to have to do this, but this was my message to you. You are getting your call. Go with it whenever it feels right. And you can work with us. We will hook you up with Eustace, whatever is required. You see, we will have enough of these contracts on to pass them out. It doesn't have to be just one in the world. And where do we put it? We will put them where each place can have that foundation. And if it requires more than one, you see, we will not go on a national get rid of the debt thing until it gets bigger and bigger, and then the world debts can begin to be liquidated. I'm open for some questions. I feel it running around in the room. I've hit you with some pretty hard stuff. Norio, why don't you take the rest of the time? And he truly has a gift, and I am so grateful that he bothered to bring it here and share it with you. Dorma said, undoubtedly, you know, he and Ed Young will come to fisticuffs over the equipment to have great talent. Is just such an appreciated gift. And we thank you. And I'll subside. I get passionate.
I think I really feel the tremendous the inspiration as far as for each one of us, anyway. For me, I just I'm overwhelmed. In fact, I was overwhelmed this morning about how, I mean, significant this is. I mean, from talking with Rick and Brent, I was just overwhelmed with what potential this community has, this whole place. And I'm still overwhelmed. And so anyway, what I like to do is just spend a few minutes right now. And I believe that I can just I believe that if you can sort of meditate and enjoy for a few minutes my interpretation of quiet and peaceful nature of harmony. And anyway, thank you.
And I'm going to let Dorma enjoy it, so we'll go into a break afterwards. Thank you.
At this point, fast forward the tape to the end and proceed to tape number 3.